What should we expect for a timetable for Steph Diggs? And more specifically, is week one in your mind, from what you're hearing anyway, in play?
And I'm only basically going on what we've observed from Diggs himself and the indications that he's given and his trainer has given. I would say it's probably tentatively in play, I would say. And do not cut this, put this out there. Curran says,
put it up there. Good.
I am just basing this totally on Steph Diggs. I haven't spoken to anybody because I don't think availability for week one right now is something that's on the table for anybody looking at things. It's how will he be available and in what capacity for any of training camp. And then if he can't do training camp, then is that doing him a disservice by putting him on the field in week one? So to me, I'd be optimistic, but I'd be guessing if I said that I thought he would be out there week one.
Did we ever post that Tom Curran video yesterday? I don't think we ever got that up there.
I don't think we did. We saw you talk about it, though. Just kicking around a little bit.
He's optimistic that Steph Diggs will be ready week one. That's not a report. He's just kind of speculating based on the availability we've seen. I think Curran, and if you missed any of that interview yesterday, he's on every Tuesday at high noon here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's available on the Odyssey app.
Sure.
WEEI, that is. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone, free, easy, and take it with you wherever you go. Now, that was Curran saying, yeah, I'd be optimistic he could be ready week one. Chad
Graff
wrote at The Athletic that Steph Diggs could reasonably be ready in week four.
I'll take that even.
I thought Curtis, and I hadn't thought about this before, maybe this had occurred to you, Keith. I heard Curtis this morning say, Diggs will definitely be ready week five. They're at Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
It's Sunday Night Football.
Hell yeah.
So
hopefully he gets one before that. I mean, it'd be pretty, you know, it'd be good theater if that was his first game. But just so he, you know, he can knock the rust off the week before would be fantastic.
But I hadn't really thought about that yet. And shame on me.
Oh,
but
he will be there for that.
That's a good return time to circle for Steph Diggs. Week five at Buffalo, Sunday Night Football. Graf says week four. Curran says be optimistic about week one. And so, you know, I don't think we have a definitive answer.
These workout videos, which I know you can take with a grain of salt, there's a lot of different workout videos out there. They look pretty good.
No, they do.
They look pretty good.
They do, but we've been down this road before with how many. Get ready to have a bunch of Jason Tatum workout videos in your face next year,
which is fine. And I'll watch them all. I'll be like looking at that.
I'll watch them too.
Looking at that Achilles. Look at the wrist.
That doesn't mean he's going to come back in February. He probably won't be back until 2026.
But sometimes you can tell by these things. I remember it was Juju Smith-Schuster, I believe it was, when he joined the Patriots. He put out a video of him doing like the little ladder thing that they put on the ground for like agility. And you're like, what? You're like, did you put this on like slow-mo? Like, I was concerned. You saw it, you're like, this is the one you went with on Instagram? And I think either Jalen Polk or a couple of other guys have done them where you're like, I don't think this is the benefit
is
you
not
think
helping
it is.
You.
Whereas, you know, the Diggs ones all look pretty good. Like him kind of working out, knowing the injuries coming off of and,
a leg press and rehab is a lot different than, you know, going out there and needing to excel. Listen. In a football game.
As somebody who watched...
Running through the ladder with no pads on is a lot different than going out there and excelling in a football game.
I watched 10 years of UFC hype videos where they're like, I'm in the best shape of my life. And then they get knocked out 15 seconds in. You're like, well, that didn't really help you there. So, no, I know you can only take so much with these videos. But I'm just saying, for a guy coming off the ACL and you're trying to figure out all the different time frames and stuff... I don't know. It's something I'll choose to be positive when I see the Diggs videos,
but you know,
all of the Diggs videos.
We'll get to it. Yeah. Wiggy's been bringing this up though. Like Kendrick Bourne, that's a pretty fair timeline.
Yeah,
hurt his ACL around a similar time, didn't return until October, and wasn't the same. He got hurt in October, didn't return for the first few weeks of the year, wasn't the same player post injury. It took him some time. Now Diggs is way better than Kendrick Bourne,
right?
But he's also older than Bourne. And I think whenever Diggs is out there, I don't pretend to know when that's going to be. I personally wouldn't expect it week one. I never expected it. It's part of the reason before they even signed him. I said I probably wouldn't because I don't know what he's going to look like when he comes back, and I don't know when he's going to come back. But I do think when he's out there, he's going to be hyper-targeted, Keith.
Yeah, I think he has to be. And I think they haven't really gone out and gotten anybody else that you'd be like, oh, they're going to take the ball away from Diggs. Like, no, if he's out there, he's going to get the ball. I mean, when he was out there last year, he got the ball in Houston, and if you just doubled his stats, because he basically played half the season, he would have had another really good Steph Diggs number one wide receiver season. And even if he's not the guy, his first couple years in Buffalo, you're talking top five production in football. So even if it's not that, it's going to be such a shock to the system for the Patriots. They haven't had a guy anywhere near that in years.
And if you don't hyper-target him, you got to worry about getting yelled at and screamed at and hollered at on the sideline.
That's all right.
So what do you expect out of Steph Diggs? When do you expect him back? What are your expectations? 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel going to speak at Patriots OTAs today. They're open to the media. So we'll track Drake May interceptions. We'll hear what Mike Vrabel has to say. He's scheduled for 11:45.
All right.
He was a little early last
week.
Early?
Yeah. How about that?
That was a bad sign for Jerod Mayo. Jerod Mayo was always early last year.
Yeah, right.
Bill was always late.
Just be on time. You guys schedule something for 11:45? Start at 11:45.
So read into that what you will. But you'll hear Mike Vrabel live here on Jones and Keefe whenever he speaks. Again, scheduled about 40 minutes from now, 11:45. We also have Would You Rather at 11:30. Stay tuned for that. And we have the latest on social media from Stephon Diggs. You've seen these videos, Keith. I know you have.
Yes, I have.
How would you describe them? He's on a boat.
Good time. It seems like a good
Miami,
time.
In Miami, having a great time.
A boat, which appears to be parked, right? I don't think they're out on the high seas, or are they on the high seas?
Anchored.
Anchored?
Yeah, parked.
I'm not a big boat guy. Parked. I don't really know the parlance.
You're not a seaman.
I'm not.
No.
No, thanks to the vasectomy I got. But so... So, yeah, so Terp has it up on Twitch
and on
YouTube. And so I would say it is a boat with Steph Diggs on it, shirtless. He is wearing like a neckerchief and a baseball cap. There are a bunch of women on there wearing what you would wear on a boat. I would say bikinis. A
lot of women.
Including Cardi B.
Not in the video you're seeing here on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, but
yeah.
Cardi B is on the boat in other videos with Steph Diggs.
He might be the only dude.
I didn't see any other.
I think he was.
That's not true. I saw one other guy at one point in one of these videos.
Maybe the guy.
Sick, bro.
Oh, yeah. So now we get the further. Oh, yeah. So
that's
probably.
There's dudes.
There is dudes, but I would say it's a 10-to-1 ratio.
What a party.
I would say there's probably 30 females, 3 or 4 dudes, including Steph Diggs.
Is this what
the TOS? Is this Can
the
we show this?
Is this the night before the road show? Is this what this is like? Is this what we're getting into?
This is what it's going to be like at 7:30 on Thursday night.
This is what the video, the footage is going to look like of Keith and I out in Newport at the landing.
That is not one woman twerking into a mirror. Those are two women twerking against each other. It looks like a mirror. And everybody's having a good time. I'm sure they're listening to some music. They got like some snacks. They got some drinks.
Yeah, what else do they have is what the internet wants to know.
According to the internet, I am by no means an expert. I don't know anything about boats.
Let me read from Complex. Okay.
What?
They had a full breakdown of this video.
Yeah.
I thought I broke it down.
But also a lot of people, if you click on the comments of the video, a lot of what is said in this article, people kind of sniffed out.
Okay.
No, sniffed out.
Oh.
Like they're
sniffed.
Yes.
They sniffed it out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. They're at least coming up
sniffed
with...
Sniffed it out or sniffed it up?
Probably up.
Okay.
Probably up. But yeah, Steph Diggs was seen with something in his hand as well.
I am reading here from Complex. A new video of Steph Diggs surrounded by women calling him daddy is raising eyebrows online.
Nice. Yeah, one of the first Twitter posts of it was like, Steph Diggs flirting with girls. Like, you're like... All right.
Okay.
Or is he just talking to him? Like, Cardi B was right there.
It was flirtatious. Let's be honest.
Fine. He's a fun guy.
Okay. But I'm saying, look.
Who cares?
Cardi B was there. Maybe she's fine.
That was like the headline.
Maybe, I don't know the deal in their relationship. It was flirtatious, though. I don't think that's an inaccurate headline.
Nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with that. I just think that shows
great confidence in their relationship, if you ask
Diggs, along with his presumed girlfriend, Cardi B. Well,
they're obviously together. They were at the Met Gala together. They're at the Knicks game together.
It's true.
They're on this boat together.
They were spotted in Miami over Memorial Day weekend, soaking up the sun and partying on a yacht.
Yeah.
In a video clip circulating online, the 31-year-old NFL star was seen mingling with a group of bikini-clad women on a boat, asking them, "What's my name?"
Guy's living it up.
Heisenberg?
After a few inaudible responses, the women began to call him daddy.
All right.
He says, Mr. Make It Happen on a boat.
Mr. Make It Happen. Change the Pro Football Reference page on his nicknames.
Update Pro Football Reference.
Mr. Make It Happen on a boat.
Mr. Make It Happen on a boat. That's what he wanted to be called before pulling out a small container of an unknown substance that at least one user online. Now, this is just one user. Online user.
Right.
Suspects is pink cocaine.
Okay. Which, important clarification, pink cocaine, not actually cocaine.
You want me to give you that?
Yeah, please. But I'm just saying, for the first reaction is like, oh, great, the guy's got cocaine.
The same complex story.
Yeah.
It's worth noting that pink cocaine
is not cocaine.
Also known as Tucci,
How would you say this?
Or Tussie?
Tussie?
Isn't necessarily cocaine at all. Yeah. The signature pink color comes from dye, and its composition varies widely with substances known as ketamine, MDMA, methamphetamine, cocaine, opioids, caffeine, or others.
Caffeine.
He's just taking some caffeine.
Like Jesse Spano, though, it can ruin your life.
Yeah, the girls were going wild for some caffeine.
Terp has it on the...
Oh, that's the baggie.
Yeah,
he's not.
Is he handing out Swedish fish?
No. Fun dip?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Fun dip.
Yeah.
Pixie sticks.
Sure.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. He goes, don't take all of it, says towards the end of the 30 seconds.
Good advice is what it sounds like. Right? You don't want people falling off the boat or anything.
No, you don't. Now, pink cocaine.
Like Natalie Wood.
Has been referenced in the Diddy trial. Apparently,
that was a
substance found in Diddy's hotel room. It was also linked to the death of One Direction singer Liam Payne.
Oh, my God.
Another case involving Macy Marie Lathers, a 24-year-old Instagram model, who told police she was on pink cocaine during a car crash in Miami.
Oh, my God. Well, he wasn't
Body cam footage had her acting erratically beforehand. So this is Stefon Diggs. Is this something Vrabel is going to be asked about today? Is this something I heard Greg ask this? Is this something that Vrabel even cares about? Should we care about it? It's circulating online.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what that stuff is. And if it is pink cocaine, how much of that stuff that's in it is even in the NFL drug policy? I don't know.
It's just caffeine.
I do know that Chandler Jones was shirtless in front of the police station doing naked yoga or whatever. Remember? And tripping balls. And then he played on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So if you ask me, no, I don't think it's a big deal, but I bet Vrabel is asked about it and then he'll have some sort of non-answer of it. But it's a pretty viral video at this point involving one of your players. So even if you think it's a non-story, I think it's going to get brought up.
Do you think he's there today at OTAs?
Diggs?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I
do.
Do I think it's a big deal? I don't. I mean, we're talking about it. We're paying attention to it. Let's monitor it.
Let's see
how he plays.
Let's
see how he comes back. If he goes out and produces, I don't care at all about this. But let's see. What's he doing to get himself in shape? Is he there? I'll be curious if he's there today, Keith.
You see the last text?
I did not.
Can't read the whole thing, but he says, you really dance your bleep off on that stuff.
Your tatas.
Your tatas, right off. I guess you can really dance. What? I didn't see any we did see some dancing action on the boat.
I saw dancing on the boat.
Yeah.
There's no chance I'm unseeing some of the dancing I saw.
So it'll probably get brought up. I think it'll get kind of swept aside, and then people will move on.
Again, if Diggs produces, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, or he's slow to come back, or he's not the same player when he comes back, I think it's fair to wonder, despite all the videos we saw of him rehabbing and, all kinds of leg presses and things like his workouts, I'll be curious to see if he was doing the most to get back on the field. If he produces, I don't care.
Do you think he cares that this video came out? Is he come on, guys? Or is he whatever? I don't know. I guess it might depend on, if Vrabel talks to him or not.
You think Cardi B's happy the video's out?
Well, those might be her friends for all we know.
They could be her friends. I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to have party on the boat.
Yeah.
It's another thing to have the video get out. My real answer is I have no idea. I don't know if they care or not.
No, I know.
I probably wouldn't love it out there, but that's me.
No, that's you. You want to keep your pink cocaine use private.
I want to take my pink caffeine. That's clearly what it was, Keith.
Yeah.
It's not MDMA.
No.
It's not ketamine, methamphetamines.
No, no,
it's
no.
not cocaine.
Oh.
It's caffeine. Uh-huh. I would like to keep those videos.
Strawberry milk.
Yeah, I would like to keep those videos private, personally. but that's just me. So what do you think of Steph Diggs? What can we expect out of him this year? And, should Vrabel care about this?
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. You never know what you're going to get in these would you rather questions.
No, you do not. Keith,
would you rather be a werewolf or a Brian Bayo pitching in a day game today?
I still think vampire. Now, you struggle during the day. You don't want to pitch during the day. But other than that, I think a vampire has a better life. You could argue that they're already dead, but you understand my point. I think they have a better existence than the werewolf.
It's very miserable turning from man into beast.
Because the werewolf, you have to plan everything around the moon, and it's I can't go out tomorrow. I got a problem.
You're breaking all your bones. Yeah. It's a real miserable.
You're ripping clothes nonstop.
Yeah, it's just, what's your overhead for your wardrobe?
You're very dangerous to friends and loved ones, I would say, as a werewolf.
Yeah, yourself in some ways. Yeah. No, so I think...
that part's the way to go.
These are the kind of questions we like to explore. Good text here. 617-779-7937. We were imagining the night before, because Keith and I are going to be in Newport on Friday, the Greg Hill Show, Road Show, after show.
Sure.
We'll be at the Lobster Bar on Friday, but we'll be out the night before landing in Newport.
Hell yeah.
And we kind of pictured it being like Steph like, Diggs on a boat.
Pretty much like that.
With Cardi B and all the girls. Now, we didn't say who we are in this video.
Pink a cane.
We could be Steph Diggs. We could be
the camera guy.
We could be the women, who knows, depending on how many drinks.
Sure.
We could be acting like that.
I'm excited to see how it goes.
Good text here, though. Nah, you guys are just going to be hanging out with me, Chuck in New Hampshire, and Clappy Cheeks 10 from Twitch.
Okay, well... Either way, I look forward to whatever, however the night presents itself.
Just the twerking.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think that sounds turnt, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm in on that.
Us out on the town with Clappy Cheeks 10.
Right.
What do we have today? Would you rathers, Bill?
Would you rather trade Jaylen Brown or Derek White?
So I don't want to trade either one of these guys, but to answer the question, I would rather trade Derek White. He's a great player. He's very useful. I'm not breaking up Brown and Tatum, even though Tatum's going to be out all of next season. I want those two guys together next year. I feel like you're better suited for 2027 with Tatum, Brown, and whatever else is around you than Tatum, White, and whatever else is around you. So I'm trading White over Brown.
I also think, the reason to trade Derek White, and I would rather trade him over Jaylen Brown, I think you could get more for Derek White.
Yeah, because of the contract?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just think and he fits in really on any team. He could be, you know, your three or your four on a really high-level team. Some teams may look at it and be like, look, we're going to pay this guy as a number two.
Mm-hmm.
And he can come in next to a young player, and he's going to play defense, and he's going to hit shots. And I think there's a chance he has more trade value based on the contract than Jaylen Brown. So I would definitely rather move Derek White. It's interesting. We played the Shams clip yesterday about all the names. He even mentioned Tatum's name. He did not rule out Jaylen Brown. He talked extensively about Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. The one name he didn't mention, at least a high-profile name that he didn't mention, was Derek White. But that's the name I would rather move in that scenario. What else, Billy?
Next one. Hold on a second. Clicked off the page. Would you rather bench Trevor Story or move him to second base?
Ooh.
So, if Bregman was... Bregman was healthy, I would say get rid of him. Like, just move him to the bench or DFA him or figure it out or sell super low on him. Just get rid of him. Just move on from it. But because you're still starting guys like David Hamilton and Abraham Toro and Nick Sogard,
right.
I feel like I'm no fan of Story. Trust me. Even going back to when they acquired him, I was like, the guy's good in Coors Field. He kind of stinks everywhere else. So I've never been a huge fan of Story, but you do have a ton committed to him. And I still think his upside at the plate is higher than that of Hamilton, Toro, Romy Gonzalez, all these other guys.
Me too. Just don't get a hit today, Trevor. But yes,
No. Everybody's betting the under on hits.
Plus 100 on the under, yeah.
I'd move him to second base for a little bit, unless you really feel like you're finally going to just not move Christian Campbell. But in the meantime, put Meyer at short, put Story at second.
So I would rather him at second base. I agree. And I would hope there's the added benefit of pissing off Trevor Story that he's not a shortstop anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy who, I mean, he did move off of short for a year.
But it was funny. At the end of the year, he's like, it was great to get my position back.
Well, and he made it clear, like, the second he signed, he's like, yeah, I'll play second this year. Like, he said that right away. He's like, he told you the whole plan the second he signed in Boston. He's like, no, I'll be at second. Then when Bogarts leaves in a year because they're not going to pay him, I'll move to my position.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy did move previously, but he always wanted to be a shortstop. This is the same guy who was playing games by choice in Worcester. Was that last year or 2 years ago? I don't remember. But like by choice, they're like, hey, come up and help the team. He's like, nah, I need to keep working on stuff in Worcester. So I think moving him to second has the potential added benefit of pissing him off and having him opt out. I think that's probably wishful thinking, but I would do everything I could to pressure him into opting out and wanting to leave and not wanting to be here and trying to be a shortstop somewhere else. I move him to second. You said it best, Keith. Do I really want him in the lineup? No. But now I got to choose. It's him or David Hamilton. I'd still rather have Trevor Story out there.
He might run into a home run.
Put him at second. Yeah. Put Meyer at short. Put Devers at third. Figure out first base with Christian Campbell or whatever terrible plan you have.
Yeah.
And that should be your new infield.
Yeah.
Okay. What else, Billy?
Would you rather Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, or Aaron Rodgers?
Ugh.
So I have the mindset for a while that Aaron Rodgers is still like a great quarterback, kind of like a loser, right? Loser who won. We did our tiers of biggest losers.
He's a loser
sports.
Who won, yes.
But I was really high on the Jets, so and I was wrong. So like I'm now out on Aaron Rodgers. I still think he is a better quarterback than a bunch of guys that are starting, but he comes with just so much extra baggage. And you already hear how some of the guys, was it Cam Hayward? Who was the guy with the Steelers where they're like, do you have a pitch for Aaron Rodgers? He's on like some podcast. Like, you have a pitch for Aaron Rodgers? He's like, yeah, either come or here or yeah. Don't. I don't like, basically like we're not going to roll out the red carpet for you. You won 5 games with the Jets last
right.
year.
We started 2 different quarterbacks last year.
Yeah.
We made the playoffs like we typically do. Now they also got smoked like they typically do once they get
it's
to the playoffs.
It's the same story with them, but that's what it would be this year.
So what's your answer?
I think Mason Rudolph.
Wow. Okay.
And he blows.
My answer is Rodgers, yeah. But I'm not very confident in it.
I just think there's so many issues with him, and then you bring him into the locker room. I think the ceiling has really lowered with him. And then you're like, all right, you're just gonna piss off a bunch of guys on the team. You're gonna have the same, you know. I feel like if they drafted somebody higher, I would have been more sold. But Will Howard's one of the quarterbacks I really hated in the draft.
Yeah, I didn't like him
so
either.
So I was like, if you drafted almost anybody else, I would have been like, just start the rookie.
You see Bradshaw on this?
No, but Bradshaw's.
Bradshaw
oh,
was
Terry
great.
Bradshaw.
Yes, yes, yes. Terry yeah. Bradshaw says it's a joke that they're interested in Aaron Rodgers. He says it's a joke to me. He says, what are you gonna do? Bring him in for a year? Are you kidding me? The guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods.
He's not wrong. He's bringing up some good points.
Chew on some bark.
It's like, is this one week after he retires? Like, he retired, didn't he?
Who, Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah, did he retire from
Fox? No, Jimmy Johnson retired.
Oh, okay. That's what
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
Bradshaw. This, like, unbridled shots.
Bradshaw probably should be taken out to pasture.
Probably,
as well.
Yeah. Just one weird quarterback talking about another weird quarterback.
Go chew on some bark. Yeah. I like that. My answer is Rodgers, but I wouldn't feel great about it at all. Those other two options are horrendous.
What's their record? What's the Steelers' record with Rodgers versus what's their record with anything other than Rodgers?
I mean, so
maybe a game better?
Yeah.
He won 5 with the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Right. Could Mason Rudolph win like 7 games? Probably. So Aaron Rodgers can win 8 or 9? Like, I don't think they're going to be very good even with Rodgers.
No. They should go get somebody else. Like, they really bungled their... I mean, I guess this was their plan all along?
Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
Ooh, Cousins.
I think I would also take Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins was awful last
Sucked.
Year.
Yeah.
But he's also, I guess they're both a year further removed from their injuries.
Yeah.
Were those both Achilles? They were both Achilles, weren't
was
they?
Kirk Cousins also an Achilles?
I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep, they were both
Yeah, I think
Achilles.
They both were.
Yeesh.
I would rather.
Jason Tatum, don't use those guys as examples.
I would rather Kirk Cousins as well, just because he's less of a distraction. What's the final one, Bill?
Would you rather watch all the Mission Impossibles or Bourne Identities?
Okay. I think I'm in a similar boat with these. I bet I saw like the first two of each of these and nothing since.
You only saw the first two Mission Impossibles, and then you stopped after that?
I think so. I might have only seen the first one.
Oh, boy.
Did I see the whole Bourne trilogy?
It's
how
like
many of those are?
Movies with this guy. He sees one movie in a series and
stops. And then he's out?
Yeah, well, I think it was the age when all these came out. Like, I feel like there was a long stretch of my life that I'm still currently in where I just don't watch it.
All right, so there's less, there's the
basically,
Bourne Identity.
Basically, I went to college and I stopped watching movies altogether. So I think that's kind of where it hit. I think I might have seen the whole Bourne trilogy. How many have there been
since?
Well,
there's more. So there's 5. So there's the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Ultimatum.
Yeah.
Then there's the Bourne Legacy.
Sure.
And then a film simply called Jason Bourne.
Okay.
So there's 5 of those bad boys.
I'm pretty confident I saw 2 of those, maybe 3 of those.
All right. Mission Impossible, there is 8.
I bet I saw the first 2.
The second one, many would argue, is the worst. It's the worst reviewed.
Well, that's why I got out.
Am I too?
That's
but they have.
That's why I pulled the ripcord.
They have the awesome Limp Bizkit song,
yep,
which is great.
Mm-hmm.
They have the hilarious MTV Movie Awards spoof with Ben Stiller, who played Tom Cruise, spelled C-O-R-O-O-S-E or whatever. And he's like a stunt double, which is hilarious. So this most recent one is the 8th one. And what they're saying is the final.
Okay.
I think both series are great. I think the Mission Impossibles are better. Now, you're watching more movies, so they get the benefit of 3 more movies.
I liked, but that's more time-consuming, too.
More time, but
more of a waste of my time.
I think I'm going to go with these ones.
You're going with
Mission Impossible over Bourne.
I'd go
Bourne's
with,
great.
I'd go with the Bournes.
If you like action movies where you can't see anything, the Bourne movies are for you.
You want to see somebody get stabbed with a pen? Like, get in there on that. And which one was it? Was it the 4th one doesn't even have Matt Damon in it. They tried turning
the Legacy. He's out in the Legacy.
He's out in Legacy.
He's not there for even just regular Jason Bourne.
They tried turning the franchise over to Jeremy Renner, which famously the Mission Impossible series also tried to do, and audiences rejected both.
Text line is saying there are 4 with Matt Damon.
No, there are. Right? I know. I'm saying there's five Bourne movies, though. Like, Bourne movies.
Oh, did he come back for the most recent one? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I missed Jason Bourne's back.
Okay, so he missed four, and then he was back for
correct, because they were like, maybe Renner can kind of, you know, maybe there'd be a passing of the torch. There was not. They didn't want
to
do that.
Text line is also taking me to task for asking how many were in the Bourne trilogy.
You did say that.
I meant to ask how many total Bourne movies. I thought there were more than just the three was my point.
That's true. Nick, but you got to find the Limp Bizkit Mission Impossible song that they made. It was like a perfect time because that movie came out, I think, in like 2002 maybe. No, 2000.
My kid likes
perfect.
Which one was the Metallica one? My kid likes the Metallica Mission Impossible song.
Oh, that's good, too.
Was that the first one?
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been the first
one.
I
don't recall the... They remade like the actual Mission Impossible theme song?
Yeah, sick.
Wait, I do know that, actually.
It's so good. It's like, man.
All right, maybe you're swinging.
How is this not in my life?
Maybe you're swinging me to the Mission Impossible side.
And Cruise does all his own stunts. The guy's a maniac. He's grabbing onto planes, flying around. He's climbing mountains without a harness.
Sitting down with McAfee?
You sitting out? Yeah, that was odd.
That was very strange.
I also like, we had the TVs on in here, and for three straight days, McAfee was just rewatching his wrestling match. Like, for three straight days, he was just like going over like his match.
We joked about this, but I genuinely would do the same thing. If I had something like that,
no, I don't blame him at all.
I would do the exact same thing.
I mean, he was in an absolute slugfest with Gunther.
A lot of slapping.
Yeah.
I can't find a clean version of this.
Oh.
Son of a gun.
Okay. Well, that's a shame.
Thanks a lot, Limp Bizkit.
Joe in Rhode Island, I think, has an important question. Go ahead, Joe.
Joe, you there?
Joe?
Hello?
Hello? Joe?
Hey, question. Sure. When you guys go to Newport tomorrow, are you guys going to get some quag dogs?
Some what?
Yeah, probably.
Quag dogs. You know what a quag is? I called last year about this, the quags.
Yeah.
A quag?
A quag. In Newport, they have these things called quag dogs. It's kind of like a corn dog, but a quag and a bun. No one eats lobster. Lobster's garbage. Get yourself a quag dog. Have a nice day.
Like a club.
Can I Google that on a work computer or what? What is this? So.
This is actually the same exact conversation we had with the guy last year.
Is it? Yeah. Is this an Urban Dictionary situation?
Best
where
gag
I just,
is you're going to get around.
I read it and I can't unsee what I read. Is that what's going on?
Listen, I'm going to have whatever they have, whatever's on the menu. I'm going to enjoy it.
Should we reveal our plans for Top 5 Friday, or do we got to get eyeballs on the menu?
Let's take a look at it.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's take a look. And it could be a surprise to the people.
Okay, but Jones and Keefe are going to be on the road. Maybe Wolf and Quag Dogs, whatever those are. On Thursday evening at the Landing. On Friday, 10 to 2, the Greg Hill Show Roadshow After Show at the Lobster Bar, Bones Wharf in Newport. So we'll see you there. And who knows what we'll be eating. Real quick, we never talked about this on the air. We kind of planned on getting to it yesterday. We never did. Channing Crowder talked about Bill Belichick's interview on The Pivot, Ryan Clark's podcast.
Yeah.
And Channing Crowder's a co-host on it, but he didn't sit down with Bill for the interview. And he said that Jordan Hudson coordinates and brand manages everything for Bill. She has her paws, quote unquote, on the situation. It's different. He says it was weird to be around Belichick and Jordan. I don't see Belichick in that light, but he just smiles and nods. He says his old lady's different, meaning Jordan. She lurks. It's weird to know him as Coach Belichick running the entire organization, GM, coach, talent coordinator, blah, 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 blah. A little 95-pound girl just kind of pretty much telling him what to do.
Yeah. Elder abuse. He didn't say elder abuse, but that's kind of what he's insinuating.
He said this on WQAM in Miami. It's an Odyssey station.
Yep.
He has since apologized for his comments that she choreographed the interview. He said, I want to tell Bill Jordan, I apologize for any negativity that I brought to you. We talked on the phone, him and Bill, and I told him how much I respect him, et cetera, et cetera. He said, that's my bad. I want to put it out there. My bad, coach. And
was he getting like pushback from this?
Well, it sounds like he's getting pushback from Ryan Clark.
Got it. Ryan Clark's swimming in it right now. He's had a lot of problems if you've been following along with all that. He and RG3, that started out as it's just a mess.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is. So he says, Ryan Clark strongly disputed the idea, I'm reading from Florio now, Pro Football Talk, that the interview was choreographed. So it sounds like Clark pushed on him to apologize and walk it back and even had a conversation with Bill. But Clark did also say he met with Belichick and Jordan for an hour and a half before the interview started.
Too long.
It was a 90-minute meeting before the interview. He says Jordan wanted to be represented in a certain way.
Of course.
And wanted their relationship to be represented in a certain way, Clark admitted. And the conversations we had afterwards and before the show was released will show or what we can show about Bill speaking about her in the rest of our interview. Clark added there was an interview with Belichick and Hudson that was recorded but not released. And doesn't explain why it wasn't released.
It's like when they filmed the commercial with Hudson in it. They're like, it wasn't even rolling.
Yeah, it's good. It's
No, it's going. You know.
Good take. So, okay, interesting. So they're very sensitive about that. Ryan Clark, very sensitive about it. Channing Crowder.
A lot of sensitive people.
Has apologized for it. And maybe Bill and Jordan sensitive about it as well. So we'll keep following that.
A video of Stephon Diggs has gotten a lot of traction in the last 24 hours or so. He's on a boat having a good time, but the question comes in as to a certain substance that people are guessing what is and isn't. Is this something that the team has to look into?
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
Have you talked to him since the video?
I talk to our players every single day, the ones that are here and the ones that aren't.
Are you expecting him to practice today, Mike?
Not if he's not here.
So he's not here.
You guys will find out in a minute. But no.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, hot off the presses. You just heard it.
How about that?
Mike Vrabel doesn't sound thrilled with Steph Diggs.
No, not really. Make good decisions. They're aware of it. Not going to be a practice.
You guys will find out in a minute. But no.
Kind of hilarious. Like, he is, in many ways, very in between Belichick and Mayo. Like, Mayo would have just butchered this thing. Yeah, we're getting texts about it. Mayo would have been a mess in it. Belichick wouldn't even have given you the...
We'll
talk about the players who are here.
Stacy, well, they're all allowed out there practice,
snort,
right? You'll be able to do kind of what Vrabel said.
Yeah.
You'll be able to figure it out when you're out there in five minutes. And
we'll get you a copy of the injury report or like that old line that he
Belichick
has.
Belichick would have been comfortable in the awkwardness.
And Vrabel just stared at everybody.
Vrabel couldn't quite handle it.
He's like, yeah, I'll find out. No, he's not.
Nah, he's not. So honestly, the text line said, could you imagine Mayo answering the Diggs question?
I can.
I think he kind of would have handled it the same way.
Similarly.
Vrabel just spilled the beans on whether he'll be there or not, which they'll all find out in 5 minutes anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
But, yeah, no, he clearly wasn't happy with Diggs, who, by the way, the headline should be Diggs partying on a boat in Miami, asses in his face, substance in a baggie, maybe, maybe not.
Maybe pink cocaine, maybe not pink cocaine.
Which may or may not be cocaine. Could be MDMA.
It's not cocaine.
Could be ketamine.
Pink cocaine, not cocaine.
Could be
methamphetamine. Yeah, we don't really know.
Could be caffeine. We don't know what it is.
Caffeine.
My guess is it's not caffeine, but we don't know what it is.
Like a cold brew gummy.
But the headline is, after his weekend in Miami Memorial Day, he's now not here.
Right.
Huh.
Now it is.
Huh.
No, he's not gone. So
okay,
it's
but
voluntary workout for a veteran player coming off an injury.
But he was here before. He was here last week.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe this was the plan all along.
Karen,
I'll be there. So you think he's not there because of the boat?
Well, I don't know. I wondered that before we even knew. I wondered that earlier.
I was kind of surprised he was there last week.
I said, I don't even care as long as he's out there producing. Now he's not there, so he can't produce. So, yeah, I don't like that he's not there.
He's got to manage the injury, though, too.
But he was there last week.
No, I know, but maybe the plan was I'm not going to go to everything.
Well, maybe.
Because this is also a guy. Doesn't it feel like once the season even rolls around, this would be a player that doesn't even practice every day? That's an odd view. A lot of these veteran guys, especially guys coming off injury.
I don't know.
Do you want practice Wednesdays?
He doesn't have to be out on the field. Can he be there rehabbing and can he be there working out?
Maybe he's stuck on the boat. I don't know.
I think he might be stuck on the boat. I'm saying that might be part of the problem. Do you think there's any chance they asked him not to show up?
No. I would think that they would probably want him there.
Okay. Good or bad thing he's not there? It's not good.
No, overall, probably bad.
It's not good.
I think you'd give him credit for going, so I can't be like, neither one's fine. Because I think just new team, new offense, you know, Drake May, Steph Diggs, even if it's just being in the same room together going over stuff, not necessarily even throwing to him, but just any kind of extra stuff you can get, you might as well take it. Unless they're like, look, we've seen you running around a little bit. We kind of need you to do a little bit less. Like, we need to make sure that you physically are the best way possible. And maybe they feel like not having him there. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think it's the huge
deal.
He's
not the only guy not there.
I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world. But is it good or bad that he's absent? It's bad
not
that he's
great,
absent.
Bob. Yeah,
it's probably better that he'd be there.
Let me just say that. I don't think it's a huge deal. But my preference would be that he's there. He's not there. And it's on the heels of this video circulating. His little baggie of pink cocaine.
Bigger deal, the boat video or him not being there?
Him not being there.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's what I think.
No, I agree with that, too. Like, I think that boat video thing will get brushed aside. Really, the biggest annoyance is probably Vrabel having to spend 3 minutes at the beginning of the press conference talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably like the biggest thing that's going to come out of this. Or so I think.
So we have a short program today. Great timing to not be able to really stretch out our legs on this. Wonderful timing for a Red Sox day game. At 1:10, first pitch, pregame coverage with Joe Weil comes your way less than 5 minutes from now. Keith and I are going to hang out with Joe, and we can kick around some more info hot off the presses. Alex Cora says Christian Campbell will play a game at first base this weekend in Atlanta.
He must be ready to go.
So Roman Anthony going to be there in Atlanta.
Let's see.
I would think so.
Cotillo surmised potential big changes on the off day tomorrow. Campbell's going to get at least a game at first base this weekend in Atlanta, according to manager Alex Cora. We'll talk more about that in Red Sox pregame with Joe Weil.
Yeah, Roman Anthony has to be up.
Hopefully. Who knows with this team, but hopefully.
Yeah. It also just confirms Rafael Devers isn't going anywhere near a position on the field with a glove.
No, of course not. No, why would he? He only wants to play third base recently as like 2 or 3 months ago.
Wanted.
Now he doesn't want to anymore. Vrabel also talked about Drake May.
Yeah.
He says he cares about the four picks, which you should. No one wanted to wake up last week and see Drake May throw four picks. None of us wanted to see that.
No.
Okay? He says, I care. I care about every player's performance. But he cares more about the command, the operation, and those continue to improve, et cetera, et cetera. But that was Vrabel acknowledging, we don't want our starting quarterback out there throwing four picks.
Basically called it a bad day.
All due respect to Rob Ninkovich, I think Vrabel just told you they didn't plan on Drake May. They didn't design plays for Drake May to throw four picks like Ninkovich was suggesting last week.
No, I wouldn't imagine that's
the case. That isn't what they were doing. No. I think Vrabel confirmed that.
All right, now run the interception play. Now run that one. Good. You got that one down. Let's run that again and again and a fourth time. No, I don't think that was the case either. And also, it's like, if you don't care about this stuff, then why even do it? So they obviously do care about it. But I think everybody knows, whether it's Vrabel, Drake May, Rob Ninkovich, the stuff you're doing in May on the importance scale isn't as heavy as some of the stuff that you do closer to the season, some of like the full padded practices, maybe the joint practices, things like that before ultimately you get to the games. But it is something on the list. It is something that you're out there on the field trying to do the best you can. So I think obviously you're going to take some stock in it.
If Drake May throws a pick today, I'm not going to care. If he throws a couple again,
what about five?
Right. Like, I mean, you know, let me see how it's reported and how his day looked and everything else. But I don't need another multi-interception.
That was sort of like in spring training, Tanner Houck was getting his face ripped off, and they're like, "Well, he's working on stuff."
Yeah,
like, well, he's working on stuff.
Yeah, it turned out those spring numbers
for him
very much foreshadowing.
Correct.
Very much the case. Same thing with Crochet. Crochet was lights out in spring. He's been great.
Yeah, he has.
So sometimes you can put stock in this. I don't want to overreact to it any more than overreact to Diggs not being there today. But Diggs not being there, bad. Drake May throwing a bunch of picks, bad. I don't think those are rocket science. I don't think those are hot takes. Stick around for hot takes and Red Sox pregame.
We got a bunch more.
Keith Jones hanging out with Joe Weil. First pitch at 1:10. Red Sox and Brewers right here on WEEI.